Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. If you haven't already, take our poll question. On what you think, we want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. Check out my blog, all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Allison DeBall is our guest, and D-I-B-O-L-L is how you spell her last name if you want to Google her. DeBallandAssociates.com, is that right, Allison?
Yes, it is.
And is spelled out?
A-N-D.
Yeah, it's DeBallandAssociates.com. Check out her website. Allison, we talked earlier about outsourcing to using that a lot of the people you're seeing are really maximizing, especially the companies that seem to be maybe on a little faster track, recovery track than maybe the overall economy is. You're saying that they're maximizing resources outside of their four walls, and that's one of the reasons you're attributing their success to. One of the things that's part of all of that is maximizing resources that are in the cloud, and
you've really gotten good
at that. Tell us about that.
So what we also see, we just talked about using short term and on demand contractors for manpower and woman power in your office. Companies that we see that are really doing well right now and moving forward rapidly are those that are capitalizing on making their companies look and feel big and strong, without the kinds of infrastructure and operational bogdowns that have been common in the past.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we used to all have networked computers. That's a big IT expense,
right,
and constraint. Now, people are using services in the cloud to keep their documents, keep their information available to each other without all of that infrastructure. So, for example, maybe they're using Google Docs, keeping their documents available to colleagues. Maybe they're using PB Works, which allows you to keep tracking your work and do it on a remote basis so that other people can access into it.
You know, Allison, one of my tech experts, one of my tech visionaries, had just got back from CES.
Oh, right.
Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas last month. He reported to us that he sees in the future that everything that you need will be in your handheld, what we now call a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you need will be there. And wherever you go, you'll drop that phone into a port, into a dock,
mm-hmm,
whether it will be a larger screen, a mouse, and a keyboard, and that your world will be either on that phone or in the cloud. And when you drop your handheld into that dock, you'll have everything that you need right there wherever you go.
Jim, I love that idea.
About the end of the personal computer, basically.
That would be great with me. And you and I were talking during the break that you're developing various apps so people can access your program and the rich content that you
wherever
have available.
Wherever they are, right.
Right, from your smartphone. That's the kind of movement that we're talking about. People are making things accessible in the cloud so that we can get it whenever we need without having tremendous operational and infrastructure and IT costs and maintenance expenses.
Right. Absolutely. So what are some – you talked earlier about Elance, and what was the other one? Odesk. Tell us about those two.
Sure. Odesk, in particular, we were just meeting with their CEO the other day. They're actually managing 1 million man hours a month of connecting people who want work with people who need workers.
Hmm.
It's an enormous platform.
But this is all these are all virtual remote relationships.
Sure. The workers might be here in the U.S. or they might be in India. You can choose.
Yeah. So,
but they bring in quality workers. They have a rating system. You can get a lot of background on the people. You establish your rates. And importantly, because you're working through the Odesk software, you're able to see what they're doing real time.
But again, these are typically not core competency assignments.
Right. I wouldn't have somebody that I don't know interacting with my client.
Exactly.
I think that's not the right way to go. In
30 seconds we got left, what's Elance?
Elance is a very similar service, and it puts you in touch. usually on a per-project basis.
Right.
With
Odesk and Elance. I guess .com's on the end of those. But, folks,
yes.
Those are just two examples of if you know what happened? 17% of our people in the recent survey on our website said that one of their biggest problems was finding qualified people.
Well, there you go.
With all the people that we have out there looking for a job, we still have people who need to hire somebody who can't find a qualified person. So this may be something we're going to have to work on. Hey, Allison, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, thank you for having me.
Hope you come back again real soon. Good job. Allison DeBall, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.